Some points to remember in this Kenny Werner interview. He says, go where you're attracted. Go musically where you're attracted. In terms of, you're not going to deliberately create a style. You're going to go to a place that you are attracted to musically, and your style is going to come out of that. Let people label it after the fact. Don't play jazz as a thing. Play wherever, whatever you play, and if it comes out as jazz, let every other people call it that. That's the first thing. Second thing, in comping, he talked about playing with Joe Lovano, and Joe would play so many notes, and he didn't know how to comp. So instead of worrying about how to comp, he would just focus so totally on the sax player and lose himself that it ended up being wonderful. He talked about how melody is like a lost art, and kids today can play rhythms, ridiculously complicated rhythms, but they don't have a real sense of melody from listening to all the old music from the turn of the century to the 1930s. And it's something that it's hard to really teach. It just comes from listening to a lot of having a melodic sense. And then he also talked about how on a spiritual retreat he got this phrase, composition as yet unwritten, and his whole style changed rather than from focusing on an individual accomplishment of him burning and soloing to let's make music together that sounds like it was composed and yet was spontaneous. And that's, therein is the summary of the whole philosophy. If you're trying to have music sound a certain way, then you're missing the point. The whole trying is getting in the way of it. You know, your music has to come from a deeper place where you're just allowing it to unfold. And there's no shoulds, you know. I mean, you can just not study certain aspects of music and have a good time. It's perfectly fine. But if you study music you don't like, there are things to learn from it, and that's also beneficial. But overall, in music, there are no shoulds. There are no rules. Learning is very stimulating, but when it comes time to play the gig, you have to put it all aside and just play. He also talked about detachment as a key to success. He wasn't that attached to teaching. But sometimes, you know, what you're good at, you just take it for granted because it comes naturally to you, but everyone else is profoundly affected by it. So, you know, you have to pay attention to that too. And then by the same token, he was able to see everyone's inhibitions, in the lessons because, you know, they were so attached to their own music, they didn't realize that what they're doing is overall not that important. Music isn't all that important. It's not like food. It's not like water. And he can spot people's efforts. In music, the sensual and the spiritual intertwine. When the sound gets so good, that it forces you to go, your eyes go up into your head and say thank you. Now you're in the spiritual realm. But it all happens when there's no expectations. You don't have to be a guru or a swami or anything. Any Joe Schmo can do it. You just have to allow it. If you make space, the spirit will come through uniquely you. To follow the inner urge of where the music wants to take itself. Stop trying. The trying itself is what gets in the way. Learn to become available for something more important to happen. And also study. Study precision, because then that allows the spirit to be more precise.